AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A suspected family dispute has apparently led to the deaths of five adults, three men and two women, found inside a home in Phoenix. Police say a dispatcher could hear shots fired in the background as he talked to a woman who escaped the carnage. Houston Police Chief Charles McClellan says the actions of two officers who fatally shot a man after a police chase shouldn't be prejudged while an investigation is underway. McClellan says Frank Shepard, who led police on a chase Wednesday that ended when he crashed into two vehicles and was killed, is to blame for the deadly encounter.
We got to focus the behavior on Mr. Shepard. He dictated the actions of the police officers, and Mr. Shepard struck those innocent motorists. No one from the Houston Police Department did.
South Carolina law will apparently prevent prosecutors from seeking the death penalty against a white police officer who shot and killed a black motorist who ran from him after a traffic stop. A deputy sheriff in South Louisiana is in stable but guarded condition after allegedly being shot three times today by an angry motorist. A suspect is in custody. A likely GOP presidential candidate says the president should get his choice for attorney general.
Appearing at a politics and pie event at the Concord Snowshoe Club, Jeb Bush said presidents have the right to pick their team, and so the Senate should confirm Loretta Lynch to be attorney general.
There should be some deference to the executive. This should not always be partisan.
Many Republicans oppose Lynch, and if she is confirmed, it could be with the fewest votes ever for an attorney general. Bush took questions for almost an hour, and with the politics part of the evening over, stepped up to a table full of pies and broke his diet by having a piece of blueberry pie.
This is AP Radio News. A former Florida State University student has filed a lawsuit against top NFL prospect Jameis Winston, accusing him of assaulting and raping her in an off-campus apartment in 2012.
Winston has denied the allegations, and prosecutors declined to file charges against him in late 2013. He was also cleared by the university after a two-day student conduct hearing last year. Erica Kinsman's lawsuit seeks damages and comes 2 weeks before the NFL draft, in which the former Seminoles quarterback could be selected as the first overall pick. The AP usually doesn't identify people who say they're victims of sexual assault. However, Kinsman has told her story publicly in a documentary. I'm Carlotta Bradley.
Adrian Peterson has been cleared to return to the NFL. Now all that remains to be settled is where he'll play next season. His agent says he doesn't want to play for the Minnesota Vikings. Peterson missed most of last season while facing child abuse charges in Texas. I'm Ross Simpson.